Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Margaret Paul, and I'm really pleased to be here with you to talk about discovering your passion and purpose. So I first want to talk about the fact that we certainly all do have a purpose in being here, or we wouldn't be here. But I want to talk about why so many people have problems finding their sense of passion and purpose. The blueprint for your passion and your purpose is in what we call the core self. This is the essential you. This is your soul self. And we all have a blueprint inside. But the problem is that what happened to our core self when we came into this life is what caused the problem. What caused the problem is that for so many of us, we were born into families where our parents, they didn't know their own core self. And so they really couldn't see our core self. And we didn't get the love, we didn't get the attention, the validation that we may have needed, or we did not see our parents valuing themselves, loving themselves, taking loving care of themselves. And so we learned to either use them as role models, or we learned to treat ourselves the way they treated themselves or they treated us, which means that we developed what we call in inner bonding the wounded self. And the wounded self is the part of us that we developed to try to have control over getting love and avoiding pain and feeling safe. We can also call this the ego. Now, once we start to establish this wounded self, we lose touch. We begin to lose touch with some aspects of our essence. And for some people, it gets really, really covered up. Some people do manage to keep a lot of aspects of their essence, and they continue to tune into what they're excited about, what brings them joy. But a lot of people lose touch with that essence. And this is one thing that the inner bonding process is about. It's about healing this wounded part, which is like this shell around the essence, this part of us that is so devoted to trying to have control over everything. And the problem is that when our intention is to control, as opposed to being loving to ourselves and others, we can't access that blueprint at that time. So for those of you that are new to inner bonding, there's only two intentions in our process. There's only two intentions. One is to protect against pain with some form of controlling behavior, and the other is to learn about what's loving to ourselves and to others. And so when you're in the intention to learn, that's when you begin to access that essence inside that can that has the blueprint, that can let you in on what would really bring you joy. And so practicing the inner bonding process and healing the wounded self is one of the ways of beginning to access what is your passion. One of the things that you can start to do is to think about what you love, because your passion is what you love. Your purpose has to do with what you love. It's what comes naturally to you. It's not the thing that's hardest for you. It's actually the thing that's easiest for you. That is, you know, it's kind of in your blood. It's natural to you. But again, if you're operating out of the intention to control, you can very easily lose touch with what's natural to you and just not have any sense of it. Even if you do a lot of things that you believe would bring you joy, if you're in your wounded self doing them, they're never going to bring you joy. And so that's one of the problems, is even if you're doing the things that you feel you're passionate about, if you're doing them from that wounded place that wants to have control over feeling good, or wants to have control over not feeling bad, or control over getting filled up inside, then whatever it is that you do isn't going to be exciting, isn't going to feel passionate to you. Passion comes about when we're truly connected with our essence and with our higher self. Our essence is our feeling self. And so in order to feel passion, we have to be connected with our feelings. We can't be in our head. We can't be doing the things we think we're passionate about and feel joy, because when you're in your head, you're just not feeling all your feelings. And so step one of inner bonding is being present in your body with your feelings, so that you can feel whether what you're doing you're passionate about or not. If you're not in touch with your feelings, then you can't know that. And our higher guidance is whatever that is for you. We don't come from a religious place. We come from a spiritual place, and it's whatever works for you, whether it's your own higher self, your concept of God, a guardian angel, a teacher, energy, light, whatever it is. It's my experience is that we live in a universe of information, and that we can tap into that information when we move into an intention to learn about what's loving to ourselves. That's what raises our frequency high enough to access that information. And very often what you're passionate about can come through you from that spiritual connection when your intention is to learn about what's in your highest good. So it's so important to understand that you cannot find your true passion and purpose when your intention is to control. And this can be a very subtle thing, because the wounded part of us is so tricky, can really convince us that we're open, that we're in our heart when we're really in our head, that we're really wanting to love when in fact we're wanting to control something. And so we have to be vigilant about what is truly our intention. I've worked with people who have worked with inner bonding for quite a while, but have never shifted out of that intention to control, because control is more important to them than love. And when that's the case, they cannot find their passion. No matter what they do that they think they're passionate about, no matter what they do that they think they would love to do, it doesn't do it. It doesn't become exciting. It can't become exciting when your intention is to control, when you're trying to control the outcome of something, when you're trying to control your feelings, your pain, when you're trying to control other people and how they feel about you. Whenever that's the intention, there's no way that no matter what you do, even if you do something that you think is really fun, there's no way that you're going to feel that aliveness and passion about it. In order to feel that, the intention, your intention has to shift into what is loving to yourself. You might want to think for a moment about what did you love to do as a child. Very often as children, we're not as protected, especially when we're quite young, we're not as protected, and we can get into the joy of things. You might want to think about what really brought you joy as a child, and what did it feel like when you were totally into something just for the joy of it, not to impress anybody, not to take away pain, not to have a particular outcome, just in the moment for the joy of it. Because remembering that can be a doorway for you towards your sense of passion and purpose. Now, in order to let go of the intention to control, which is not an easy challenge for any of us, we have to have the courage to feel the pain of life, because life can be very painful. We can be lonely. We can feel helpless over other people and their choices. We can feel deep heartbreak over others' unlovingness to themselves and to us. But in order to feel love and joy and passion and purpose, you have to also have the courage to feel your loneliness and your helplessness and your heartbreak and your grief. And one of the things that people learn when they practice inner bonding is they learn how to manage these painful feelings of life. When we were little and we experienced deep heartbreak or grief or helplessness or loneliness, we couldn't manage those feelings. We were not big enough. Our bodies weren't big enough. And unless you had somebody around you who could hold you and help you, there was no way to manage those feelings. And so we all learned to cut them off. We learned to abandon ourselves as a way to not feel those core feelings. We learned to stay in our head. We learned to turn to various addictions. We learned to judge ourselves, to try and control what we did and what other people thought of us. We learned to make others responsible for our feelings and our sense of worth. We all learned to do this. That's what the ego-wounded self is all about. But when you don't learn how to manage those painful core feelings of life, then your heart is closed. And when your heart is closed, you're not going to feel the love and the joy and the passion and the purpose, the sense of purpose that's deep within your own heart and soul. And so there's no way to have a truly open heart without being willing to experience the tragedy of life, because that's life. And that means that we all need to learn how to manage that. And that's a big part of what inner bonding is about. It's about learning how to manage these painful feelings so that we can open to the true joy of life, which is obviously what life is all about. And it's when you can open your heart to that that you can begin to discover what your true passion and purpose is. And now the other thing is that it also takes a tremendous amount of courage to risk failure, to risk mistakes, to risk rejection. You will not be able to find your deep passion and sense of purpose if you're not willing to risk failure and risk rejection, because this is life. We're all going to make mistakes. We're going to fall on our faces. We may get judged, we may get rejected, and that's the way it is. And yes, it's heartbreaking, and that's why we have to learn to manage those feelings, because if we don't, then we're going to avoid risk. And if you avoid risk, there's no way, if that's your intention, is to avoid failure and avoid the risk of failure, you're never going to let yourself even know what your passion and purpose is. There's no way that you're going to discover that when your intention is to avoid the risk of failure. So in order to find it, you've got to make failure okay. You've got to not see failure as defining your sense of worth. You need to see failure as just information that there's more to learn. So many of us grew up with the school system that defined our worth by our success or failure, and that's very, very sad. God knows, I don't know anybody who hasn't failed in life. And, since I've learned to see failure as just information, it's made it so much easier for me to take the risk that I need to take in order to move forward with my sense of passion and purpose. So my experience with people who practice inner bonding is that over time they peel away the layers of the wounded self. One of the women that used to work for us years ago and really diligently practiced inner bonding, she didn't know what her passion was. But as she practiced inner bonding and got deeper and deeper into it, she discovered that she just loved to teach. And at that point, she went back to school, and she became a teacher and absolutely loved it. I worked with a guy who, he was like a manager at a supermarket. And I mean, he knew that wasn't his passion, but that's what he had to do to earn a living. And as we worked, and he wanted to find his passion and purpose, and he told me that one of the things that he'd always wanted to do is to rebuild old cars, to refinish old cars. So he saved up, and I really encouraged him to do this. And he said, oh, yeah, but, you know, that's just a hobby. So anyway, I encouraged him to do it. He saved up his money, and he bought his first old car, and he worked on it, and he loved it. He had a great time, and he completely rebuilt, refinished his car. He did such a good job that he was able to sell it. And with the money, he bought a couple of more, and he started and he rebuilt those. And then over time, he actually started making more money than he was making as the supermarket manager. And then what happened, which I thought was fantastic, is that he got so into it that he decided that he was going to teach prisoners how to do this. And he had made enough money that he could buy a car and bring it into a prison and teach prisoners how to rebuild, refinish old cars. And this was so exciting. He was so passionate about it. And he was helping others, doing something that he absolutely loved to do. But the thing is he was willing to take the risk of getting his first car, of just doing what he really, really wanted to do, honoring and trusting that. And with my work, it's always been that one thing has led to another. I mean, I was really lucky as a kid because I knew when I was 5 years old I wanted to be a psychologist. So there was never any doubt in my mind. I was the kind of kid that people always came to with their problems. But I never thought that, you know, I was going to write books. I never thought I was going to create a process like Inner Bonding or be a public speaker, any of that. I was terrified of public speaking. And so, but because I followed my passion, one thing led to another and led to another. And again, I had to find the courage. I had to find the courage to get up and speak because it was scary for me. And so it took courage, but one thing led to another to the point where, you know, I love what I do. I'm so incredibly passionate. I'm so absolutely thrilled with the results that we get with the Inner Bonding process. And, I just couldn't be happier. But that is because I followed what was really loving to me and what brought me joy. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes here to just tell you some of the things that we have available for you, for your learning process. You don't have to purchase any of them, but they are available. We have an incredible program called SelfQuest, which we spent 12 years developing, and it teaches the inner bonding in a very in-depth way. It's a downloadable program, and it teaches in a very in-depth way. If you cannot afford the price of the program and you go to the page and you scroll down to option 4, you can apply for our financial assistance program. We have a membership site that's on a sliding scale starting with $9.95 that has an enormous amount of support and help for your inner bonding process, and it's an incredibly compassionate and caring community. I do individual phone sessions, so do the other inner bonding facilitators. Conjoint sessions with couples on the phone. I do 5-day intensives, and so do other facilitators. I have one coming up in October where it's a small group, and we go very, very in-depth with inner bonding. And the schedule is up on the website at innerbonding.com. If you have not taken our free course, I suggest you go to innerbonding.com and download our free e-course. You can also try our membership site for a free 7 days. And then, of course, I do webinars like this one every few weeks, which are also free. So there's many ways. And, of course, there's the books, the CDs, the DVDs in our store. There's many ways of learning and getting support for your inner bonding practice. And if you want more information, you can call our administrative assistant, Valerie, at 888-6-INNER-BOND for more information. So what I would like to do is I'm going to take questions at this point. And I have a whole bunch of questions that people have written in. And then some of you online might like to do some work with me. You get a little sense of what the inner bonding process is like. If you would like to speak with me, you can press star 6 to unmute. Let's see, did I do that right? Yes. Star 6 unmutes and star... No. Star 7 unmutes, I'm sorry. Star 7 unmutes. If you press star 7, it will unmute you, and star 6 mutes you. So star 7 will unmute you if you'd like to press star 7. Is there somebody on the line right now that would like to do a little bit of work with me?
Dr. Margaret, hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Allison.
Hi, Allison. How can I help
you? Well, I have been doing inner bonding pretty intensely since I had a confrontation with my parents in the beginning of the year. And interestingly enough, at the time, I thought that it would sort of release me from all of the fears that I had about starting up my company and getting the business going. And I found that it really hadn't. I've been a terrible procrastinator.
Wait a minute, I'm losing you a little bit. You thought that that practicing inner bonding would help you get rid of the fears?
Right.
Or that
right.
Talking with your parents?
Well, I had a confrontation. It was just this huge meltdown, but I'm working past that now. That's been about 6 months. And,
okay.
And things are improving, yes, with the way that I'm loving myself now in ways that I never had before and valuing myself. But I have a terrible problem with procrastination. And I'm not necessarily risk averse because I do take risks in other areas of my life. Recently I started, most of the inner bonding work that I've been doing has been with myself as a 4-year-old or a 6-year-old. So recently I started kind of working with my adolescent self and some of those kind of trying to address some of the things that had happened, you know, like age 10 through 16 that were really difficult and traumatic for me. And I find that that's helping a little bit. And I'm just wondering, it's helping me more to want to really take care of myself even more so than
okay,
what I
was. Okay, let me address the issue of procrastination, okay?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. So when you look back into your childhood, were one or both of your parents controlling with you?
Incredibly controlling, not nurturing, and not. I have 5 brothers, and none of us were given any recognition as individuals. So
yeah.
And
okay.
We weren't encouraged
so what
to do anything.
See, what happens when you're brought up with controlling parents is that your wounded self absorbs the criticism, the various
right.
ways that your
yeah.
parents try to control you. So what happens with procrastination is that there's now an inner power struggle going on. You see, when we're kids and our parents are very controlling, we find various ways of resisting. We have to give in to a certain extent, but we all find different little ways of resisting. And so what happens on the inner level is that you likely have like an adolescent wounded part of you that tells you what you should be doing. Does that happen? Well, I should do this and I should do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then you've got a younger part, that kid inside, that learned to resist your parents' control. Only now it's all on the inner level. And that's almost always what causes procrastination, other than the fear of failure, which you say you're not struggling with that much. Then it's this inner power struggle where that adolescent says, you know, I better do this, I got to do this, and the little kid kind of folds her arms and stamps her feet and says, I'm not going to. You're not the boss of me. You can't make me do it.
Right.
And digs her heels in. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. In some respects, you know, it's like my parents are still controlling me because I'm reacting opposite to the things that I think would be expected of me as an adult, you know.
Okay, but you see, the way out of this, and, you know, I can't get into dealing with the whole thing about your parents right now, so I'm just going to deal with your inner system regarding the procrastination.
Right.
The way out of this is as you develop your loving adult, your spiritually connected loving adult, through your inner bonding practice, you start to tune into what you actually want to do. As long as you're coming from a have-to, you're going to get the resistance inside. Because that's what you learn to do in the face of a have-to. But when you develop the loving adult and you tune into what you want to do, that's what melts that sense of resistance and procrastination. And so that's what I want to encourage you.
Can you suggest an exercise that can help me do that? Or
well, honey, that's what the 6 steps of inner bonding. The 6 steps of inner bonding is the exercise for developing that loving adult. That's what it's all about, is that the more you practice inner bonding, the more you access your spiritual guidance, the more you have a loving adult who can tune in and say, well, what do I really want? What is truly in my highest good? What will bring me joy? To ask those questions. And then when you start to receive the answers from your little girl inside, from your feeling self, and from your guidance, then there's a flow in terms of being able to take action based on what you want rather than on the have to.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And also to do it, yes, and also to do it because I value myself now and I'm doing it for me, not doing it to resist my parents. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Great.
That's exactly right. You're doing it for you, not to resist them or not to resist yourself.
Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. I'm going to read a question here that somebody wrote in. This is Jean, and she says, my passion has to do with interpersonal skills, intuition, empathy, and spirituality. For now, I've used these skills and passions as a trainer coach, but would like to move into more creativity with it, like writing, and would need some help to really find the exact purpose or maybe just gain more confidence in doing so. Thank you in advance for your help and insight. So, yes, I really want to encourage you, Jean, to do that. But let me tell you what my experience was with writing. I mean, I reached that place where I had a lot to say, and I wanted to write. I didn't think I was a particularly good writer, and I found writing excruciating. This was before inner bonding, and I would, you know, sit there, and I would, like, try and get it out and say the right words, and I mean, it was really hard. I would hypnotize myself, practically get myself to sit down and write. But then after I started practicing inner bonding, and I developed this very strong connection with my spiritual guidance, that's when I found that I could just sit down. All I'd have is like a title or an idea. I didn't even know what I was going to be writing about. But I'd sit down and I'd say to my higher self, my guidance, okay, you're on. And I'd get myself out of the way. And that's how I do all of my writing now. Many of you know I write 2 articles a week. I've got 8 published books. I've done a lot of writing. And in the last 26 years, all of that writing has been done through my higher guidance. I don't think at all when I write. I don't think with my left brain. I allow the thoughts to pop into my mind from my higher guidance. And so I want you to try that, Jean, because I think you're going to get great joy if you don't say, oh, I've got to know what I want, you know, what the purpose is, and you just let yourself flow with it, you're going to find it. Okay, now somebody has unmuted here, and I'm assuming that you would like to ask me a question. Is that right? Hello?
Don't say, oh, I've got to know.
I'm hearing some feedback here. Is there somebody who has pressed *7 to talk?
No, it's
me. It's that you would like to ask me a question. Is that right?
Yes, actually, it's Gina. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, but you're going to have to turn down your computer because it's conflicting with what's happening. Please turn the sound off.
Okay, I turned the sound off. Thank you. Actually,
okay.
I am Jean, so I wanted to thank you for the answer. I was at the computer, so I couldn't unmute myself. Yeah,
okay.
So I turned
Tell me your name.
I'm Jean. I'm the one you just answered the question.
Oh, you're Jean.
Yes, hi.
Okay.
So I was on the computer, I couldn't unmute myself, so I turned to the phone so that I could thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you're very welcome. Is that helpful to you?
Very much. Thank you very much. It makes a lot of sense, and I really needed to have this answer. Just follow my intuition in truth. That's what you told me to do.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. Just follow your intuition. Get out of your mind and thinking that you have to know what you want to do and thinking you have to find the exact purpose and, you know, and just let yourself flow. Let it pop into your mind. You'll be amazed at what happens when you do that.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Jean.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is there somebody else online that would like to ask me a question on the phone?
Hi, Margaret. It's me, Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Okay, if I ask a question?
Sure. Go ahead, honey.
This is perfect for me right now. And first I want to say I wrote my book exactly as you're saying it. I did the exact same thing, just wrote it for my higher self, and it really worked.
That's great. Yes, it does.
I'm ready to take a leap, and
wonderful.
But there are people in my life that are afraid for me to take the leap, and so when they talk to me about it, then I go right back into my fear. And I've saved up enough money to not have to work for 3 months, and
uh-huh.
And I think that if I don't have to do this other job in 3 months, I'll be able to be on the other place where I need to be, and I'm in a lot. I go to fear. I just back and forth from fear to faith, from fear to faith, and just
and when you open to the faith and you're listening to your guidance, how do you feel?
Happy, joyous, and free.
Okay. Are you willing to trust that? I know it is a leap of faith. That's what faith is about. It's a leap to trust what, you know, makes you feel happy and free and alive and joyous. And I want to encourage you not to be talking to those people who are afraid for you.
Okay.
Because it's not going to be good for you to talk to anybody who is coming from fear here. This is, I mean, you know, knowing you as I do, this is a very big leap in your life, but a very exciting one for you. And I do think it's time for you to free yourself and move towards what, you know, you really want to be doing and what brings you great joy. You know, remember, honey, that when you're in fear, it means that you're telling yourself a lie.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is, you know, this is one of the important parts of inner bonding for all of you listening, is that our feelings are a source of inner guidance. And our feelings of fear and anxiety and anger and guilt and shame, these feelings are all letting us know that we are telling ourselves something that's not in our highest good, telling ourselves something that we don't know for sure is true. Whereas our feelings of peace and joy and excitement and passion, these let us know that we're on the right track. So, Elaine, when you're feeling fear, what are you telling yourself? What's the lie you're telling yourself?
Well, you know, I go into you know, I have to plan for my future, and what if, you know, what if I end up I'm going to end up in a nursing home, and what if I have an accident? I don't have a job.
Okay, so just notice that whenever you start the sentence with "what if," you're in your wounded self, trying to predict the future, and telling yourself things that your wounded self has absolutely no way of knowing whether or not they're true.
Okay.
Say, and the fear that you feel is your inner guidance letting you know that you're in your wounded self and you're making things up.
Okay.
Now, you've taken enough risks in your life.
Yeah.
To know that when you really go for what you want in your heart, it always turns out well.
Right.
I mean, look back, Elaine, at the choices you've made in your life.
No, it's true.
And you know that when you follow your heart, it always turns out well for you.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I actually, my husband's one of the people who's the naysayer. And I actually said to him last night, I said, you know, I've brought in, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to this other organization. And
yeah.
Working full-time there and then coming home and working full-time on my dream, my vision. And I said, I just can't do both anymore. And I said, can you imagine if I can bring that kind of money to them, what I could do if I was working full time?
Oh, I have no doubt, Elaine. And so that's why don't talk to him about it.
Don't talk to him. Okay.
No, don't talk to him about it.
Okay. It feels sad that I can't talk to him about it, but that's
well,
okay.
But that's the way it is right now. So sometimes we have to walk the path alone.
Okay.
I had to do that, you know, during the 12 years that I was working on Selfless. A lot of people said, oh, it's never going to happen. Give it up. I had to just stay true to what I knew I wanted.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Is there anybody else who would like to do any work with me right now? Yes? Did somebody just beep?
Yes. I am really interested in following my passion, but I have fear, and what it is I don't have the faith in myself that I can succeed at times, and the other times when I feel really positive about that, and it is making me doubt myself and my capabilities of aspiring towards my dream.
Okay, honey, what's your name?
Christine.
Okay, Christine. What's really important here is for you to start to differentiate between the wounded part of you that will always come in with doubt and fear and sense of limitation and I can't do it and I'm not enough and who do I think I am? I mean, this is what the wounded self is. When you feel like you can do it, that's when you're connected. That's when you're in what we call the loving adult, and you're connected with your higher source of guidance who is leading you towards what's in your highest good. And I really want to encourage you to practice inner bonding. Do you know the inner bonding process?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. So
I've read
that's
something.
The first thing that you need to do. Download our free course. Really start to learn and practice inner bonding, get some support with it, because you need to be connecting with your spiritual guidance at will. It sounds to me like once in a while you get connected, but you really don't know how you got there, and then you feel like, yeah, I can do this, but then your wounded self takes over, and you get scared, and you've got doubt and all that stuff, and that you haven't learned how to make a choice between which state you want to be in. And this is one of the powers of inner bonding, is that it does give you the option of choice, that you can choose to try and control, and then you'll be in your wounded self, and then you'll feel doubtful, and then you'll try and hold yourself back to try and control whether or not you're going to fail. Or you can choose the intention to learn about loving yourself, and that will connect you to your guidance, and that's when you'll start to feel, oh, yeah, I think I can really do this. So I want to really encourage you to learn and practice inner bonding. It'll open up everything for you, Christine.
But I've started to get into it, and I've just downloaded your free e-course, and so I'm going through it now. So I'm really grateful for that. And I've been asking myself in the last couple of days, is this, how am I in the intention to learn? Because I figure myself, okay, I have the intention to learn so I can push away my doubts and my fears. Is that how you work with the intention?
You know, honey, inner bonding, it's not something you're going to get in 2 days. This is a very powerful but in-depth process. It's not about pushing away the fears, because, the fears are in your mind. They're in the programmed, wounded part of your mind. And the part of you that wants to push away your fears is also in your mind. And we don't move out of our wounded self from a part of our wounded self. And so anytime we're trying to push ourselves out of doubts, then that also indicates that you're in your wounded self. Being in the intention to learn means that you're letting go of control. Pushing is also a form of control. It means you're opening, truly opening to learning about what's in your highest good and learning how to connect with the source of spiritual guidance that can guide you there. Now, this is not an instant process. It will not get you there instantly, but I really guarantee you that if you start to learn and practice diligently and, you know, get on the website and read the articles and get some support with it, you will be able to find your way with this. I mean, it sounds like you know what your passion is, but you're just too afraid to go there. And you're fortunate that you know what you want to do, But you need to get much more connected with your spiritual guidance. You need to get your frequency higher up, Christine. I mean, I can feel a sense of frequency when I talk with people. And I know that right now, you know, because you're not connecting with your guidance, your frequency is too low to manifest what you want. When we're trying to control, our frequency is too low. And when we move into a true intention to learn, we raise our frequency high enough to be able to manifest what we want. And these are all aspects of the inner bonding process that you're going to need to learn and practice. Okay, is that helpful to you?
It's very helpful. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, I'm going to take another question here. And this is Lily. And Lily says, this is from Sydney, Australia. I'm 53 years old, and I've been wanting to find my passion for over 20 years, but I've not been successful. I've tried various things that I've been interested in, but generally lose enthusiasm after a while. Is it too late for me to find my passion? I would love to jump out of bed each morning with joy and excitement for each day. Lily, it certainly is not at all too late. But the problem that I'm hearing is when you say that I've tried various things that I've been interested in, but generally lose enthusiasm. What that says to me is that you're still doing them from your head, that that it's still coming from that intention to control finding your passion or to control getting filled up. And what I want to encourage you to do is to really get into practicing inner bonding so that you can access your guidance, create your loving adult, and get your heart open so that when you do decide to do whatever it is that you feel enthusiastic about, you're going to get a sense of fullness. And then one thing leads to another. See, we start with one thing. We start with whatever it is we're enthusiastic about and let it lead to something else and something else and something else. But when you start with what you're enthusiastic about and then you lose enthusiasm, it means you're not in your heart. It means you're still trying to control. And it's not going to lead you towards more and more passion. And I'd like to say, I don't have time for Bonnie's question, but I did read it. And Bonnie was saying that she's got lots and lots and lots of passions and that she gets a lot of joy out of them. But her husband thinks she's spreading herself too thin. And Bonnie, what I want to say to you is that if it feels great, then go for it. Trust it. You know, he's not the authority on you. And so if you feel like you're actualizing yourself, then trust that. Nobody else can know. But see, what inner bonding does is it makes us our own authority on ourselves. It makes us our own guru. We don't have to turn to anybody else as our authority. And that's one of the beauty and power of inner bonding, is that as you practice and you get deeply connected with your spiritual guidance, then, Bonnie, you can say to your husband, you know what, this is bringing me joy, and I am actualizing myself. And, you know, you might think I'm spreading myself too thin, but that's you. That's not me. And to trust what you feel and to trust the fact that it brings you so much joy. Okay, I think I have time for one more person. If there's anybody online who would like to ask me a question, is there anybody else?
Hi, Dr. Margaret.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this
What's
is
your
Jennifer.
Name? Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I guess it's more of the same. I have actually, I'm like 99% done with a book. That's my passion, is writing.
Uh-huh.
And God, it's been a really, really long sort of, it's been going on for 7 years, and I'm trying to finish. You know, I guess my thing is, how do I finish? My big fear is like a fear of death. I don't know what, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so once again, the fear of death can actually be a fear of death, or it can be the death of, a kind of ego sort of death that the wounded self always fears.
Right.
But what I'm hearing when you say that to me is I'm hearing your wounded self be in charge of this. And you're not going to be able to finish it. See, there, I think, Jennifer, that this is a very powerful journey for you right now.
Yes.
That, yes, And you're not going to be able to finish this until you actually let go of the control that you're exerting right now over it.
Okay.
And really open and let the finish come through you from your higher self.
Oh,
it's not going to come the way you think it's going to come.
Oh, good. This is so interesting, too, because I just sort of let my higher self, well, I walk every day, and my higher self told me to walk down this street. And here were two of your books outside. Somebody had left them in a book box. And so it was Inner Bonding and Healing Your Aloneness. So I was like, okay,
yeah.
Thank you. My higher self is doing stuff like that all the time. You know?
Right. Okay. So that's great. And you need to do the same thing with finishing this book.
Oh, thank you.
You need to be tuning into your higher self and let it all come through you. You can't finish it from your mind.
Okay.
You got to finish it from your heart, your soul, your higher self.
Okay, thank you.
And you know what? I sometimes when I work with somebody, even somebody I don't know like you, I get really, really clear guidance. I'm tapping into your guidance right now and getting shivers because I know that this is very, very powerful for you. And I know that if you tap into your guidance, this is going to flow through for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Wonderful.
You're welcome. I'm so glad we had a chance for that question because I think this is actually very important for you.
Oh, you know, it's like I read your books, and this is like the piece of the puzzle I've been looking for like 30 years.
Yeah.
I've been to a few therapists and all kinds of different stuff, you know, but, I mean, this explains this is what I've been looking for, you know. So.
Well, great. I hear this all the time. You know, finally I've put the pieces of the puzzle in. I know that, you know, Inner Bonding is that powerful that, you know, it can bring everything together for people when they practice it.
Absolutely.
So I am going to unmute everybody so that I can say goodnight to all of you. And goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for joining me.
Very, very much. You're terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And bless all of you.
Have fun.
Good night.
Good night.